Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Michelle and Hannah with your 10 a.m. Zlines. In local news, pro-Palestine students at the University of Queensland have had their encampment on the Great Court for over 2 weeks now, demanding that the university disclose and cut ties with companies complicit in Israel's attack on Palestinians. An open meeting with the Vice Chancellor, Deborah Terry, to discuss the demands, which the students have consistently called for, has yet to happen. Today at 1 p.m., protesters will gather to once again rally against the Boeing Center in the engineering building, which they are demanding be shut down. Boeing is a company that has delivered weapons to Israel, which have been used against Palestinians.
The first round of the Women's State of Origin is set to kick off tonight at Brisbane's Suncorp Stadium. The game marks the start of a historic tournament for the Women's Origin that for the first time ever will see the winner decided across three matches instead of two. The change comes after last year's two-match tournament was decided on aggregate score after the series finished 1-1, leaving fans and players dissatisfied.
In national news, vandals toppled a colonial-era statue in Hobart's Franklin Square just before the announcement of its planned removal. This statue honored former Australian Premier William Crowther, who mutilated the body of an Aboriginal in the 1860s, and First Nations people have long advocated for its removal. In 2022, the City Council voted in favor of this, although the process was delayed due to a heritage appeal which had to be settled. Hobart's Mayor Anna Reynolds said she was disappointed to learn the statue had been targeted before the official announcement. The council has stated that it plans to commission a new work to replace the Crowther Monument, which would tell a broader and more truthful story of the city's past.
A new initiative called the Unstoppable Academy will aim to empower girls to explore careers in construction. With only 13% of Australia's construction workforce identifying as female, the project aims to ignite creativity and confidence among girls. The Unstoppable Academy is a collaboration between LEGO Australia and construction company Multiplex that will provide young women with mentorship and show them the possibilities of a career in construction.
In international news, the world's largest humanitarian catastrophe is continuing to unfold in Sudan as the war enters its second year. Estimates show that around 15,000 people have died, 8 million people are displaced, and up to 25 million people are in need of aid. Fighting broke out in Sudan in January of last year when the paramilitary group Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, began military attacks on Sudanese government sites. Violence between the RSF and the Sudanese armed forces continues to threaten civilian lives. Governments have voiced concern of ethnic cleansing occurring in the nation, and the Raoul Wallenberg Center for Human Rights concluded that genocide is occurring in the Darfur region. Human rights organizations are calling on the international community to help the innocent civilians of Sudan.
For your weather, it is rainy around Brisbane this morning, with showers set to ease into the afternoon and evening. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate 5. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
Talking Zeds on 4zz 102.1 FM.